The issue of climate change has been around for decades. However, it seems that it takes a confronting documentary by a former president-elect of the world's biggest polluter to bring home the seriousness of the world's environmental crisis. Earth Choice Manager for Energex, James Woods, says that attitudes towards environmental pollution are finally starting to change.
In the last, say, 5 years, there's been a really big focus on governments around the world acknowledging and the scientific consensus that global warming is a real issue.
Al Gore's documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, has stirred up a lot of publicity about climate change. Manager of the Queensland Sustainable Energy Industry and Development Group, Windy Miller, says the documentary is an accurate portrayal of the climate change issue.
Despite what Australia's Minister for Environment said, that it's just entertainment, it is a documentary that has scientific backing on the accuracy of the science.
Clean coal has been touted as a solution to greenhouse gas emissions by some Australian politicians, as it captures the emissions released from coal-fired power stations and buries them underground. However, Amy Keane from the Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency Partnership in Melbourne says that the environmental costs and benefits of this technology have not yet been proven.
Clean coal technology as such has yet to be commercially demonstrated anywhere in the world.
Amy Keane says that due to the enormous costs in the transport and distribution of clean coal technologies, renewable energy sources are a more viable solution.
Renewables doesn't have the air pollution issues as well, and they're generated close to the source, so you don't require the additional investment in transmission and distribution.
Sustainable energy proponent Wendy Miller also highlights problems with clean coal technology.
Biggest barriers for the clean coal technologies is that if they prove to work and they are economically viable, we still won't have any commercially set up systems in Queensland for 20 years, so it is not an immediate greenhouse reduction strategy.
Energex's Earth Choice program is a voluntary system where households and businesses can nominate to pay extra on their electricity bills to have a certain portion of their electricity supply come from renewable energy sources.
It only costs around $1.70 extra a week. You'd get 25% green energy and 75% from coal.
Energex's James Woods talks about the savings this program has had on the environment this year.
We've been focused on achieving at 1 million tonnes of carbon dioxide savings. It's probably equivalent to planting around about 4 million trees, or taking more than 250,000 cars off the road for a year.
James Woods says that the future lies with more public awareness and participation in renewable energy programs.
We really need to see more young people getting on board, because it's the young people who are going to be living through, you know, the severest form of this.
Rachel Trevathan and Eileen Tang reporting for CCN Online.